Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Cairo International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be introducing my guest at this time, Hugo Rozac. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Yes, good afternoon. Hi.
And you're the head of the Carlo Vivari Industry Office, ENCVIF, Eastern Promises, we said. That's something that we will talk about later at this festival. It's interesting to be meeting you today, to be recording this interview today of all days, because I was talking with the head of Industry Days here in Cairo earlier today, Alia Zaki. And this is a festival, I feel, even talking with her, that has grown, especially since last year, and with it, the industry section. And from being in Carlo Vivari for so long, you know, I've been going for the past few years, I would rank the Carlo Vivari industry section as among the best organized and also the most innovative ones that have grown over the years. I don't know whether you would agree with that definition. Would that be would it be fair in saying that it's a healthy industry section that Carlo Vivari International Film Festival has?
Well, we Czechs are taught to be very humble, so I shouldn't take the credit, but I would reinforce that we have tried to make the industry section stronger. We've tried to make sure that whatever talent there is in the region of Central Eastern Europe, post-Soviet region, and also now the Middle East, that we can try and bring it out to light and introduce it to the industry. So, yes, that's the goal.
That's right, because we were talking, you mentioned this before we started recording, that there is a connection between the Middle East and Carlo Vivari, the Carlo Vivari Film Festival that has been established now since 2016, is that correct?
We've basically labeled the section that's focusing on finding new projects and pitching them or presenting them in Carlo Vivari. We've started naming it ENCVIF Eastern Promises 2 years ago. But of course, prior to that, we had some panels or some different presentations anyway. Our Works in Progress is actually one of the oldest works in progress that's ever been around. We actually chose this label because there is this feeling that there's a lot of promise out there in the region that we focus on, and since that's geographically but also psychologically the eastern part of the world, it's why we chose this name.
And there's a film screening here, All This Victory, that was screened in Venice earlier this year, won awards there. And its history definitely involves Carlo Vivari, right?
Yeah, all this victory was actually pitched or presented as Works in Progress 2 years ago, and it also took a prize there. It got the main award, which is 100,000 euro worth of post-production, so 90,000 is sound and visual mix, and the 10,000 that's missing is actually cash prize. So we really try to help the project to be finished, completed in Prague Studios. And this is exactly the case with All This Victory, which has amazing sound. I just went to see it yesterday here in Cairo for the first time. And I was so happy to you know, be present and hear the work of some of the Czech co-workers of mine or colleagues from Prague. Yeah.
Well, in general as well, this is something that perhaps I was aware of, but I never really paid notice to it too much, just because of the hectic times that when I'm in Carlo Vivari, I do a lot of stuff. Everybody who's familiar with the festival is aware of its section east of the west. And that section actually includes films from the Middle East, correct?
That's a new thing as well. Since 2 years ago, it was actually a decision to stop thinking of the region of East only in terms of how we first saw it from the Central European standpoint when we were sort of at the crossroads of things. And so we decided to more specifically focus on talent. In this case, it was very clear that because the East of the West section tries to look at first and second time filmmakers, it's a kind of way of introducing really new talent from the region. region, and we decided to tap also into the region of the Middle East, because there are some similarities to a lot of those post-Soviet countries, which have a difficulty finding money, may not have, you know, as much of a chance or as much of a structural funding to actually make films. And with the similarities, we actually feel we can be helping by introducing new types of filmmakers and the talent that's out there.
Yeah, it's an aspect that we sometimes forget. I was speaking with a filmmaker from Saudi Arabia earlier this morning, and I made the mistake of asking him, well, not mistake, because really you can't call it a mistake, it's just naive, growing up in Europe and so on. Why do you make films that in an age where where people say that cinema is dead? And he said, well, in Saudi Arabia, cinemas have just reopened in 2018. They had been closed since the early 80s. So you do think that there is new talent, but also it's a nascent film industry in this region, in the Middle East.
And the stories are, of course, captivating for people in Europe and very important to be seen. Yeah. So, yes, we like that idea a lot.
Do you somehow see... Well, from what you've said, yeah, I can tell what the answer is going to be, but maybe you can elaborate. The role of what you do in Carlo Vivari has also helping communicate the messages of these films.
Well, certainly. I mean, in any situation when you see a good story, you see a lot of work behind it, you see a talented filmmaker, and you as a festival can take their hands, bring them out into the spotlight, and kind of send them off into the rest of their film career. Yeah, if anything can be a goal or a mission, then I would say for a festival, that's exactly it. Trying to make these films shine, make these stories be heard.
And what do you think, what is the atmosphere that you have felt here in Cairo during the events, or just being around here at the festival and seeing the industry events perhaps?
Yeah, there's a lot of new energy, and I don't have so much to compare against, because it's my first time here, so I'm sure there's always been energy. But I feel that the focus on industry, also compared to what a lot of other people were telling me, is starting to push this idea that projects need to be... to be presented, they need to be connected to industry experts. And if a festival realizes that and starts or continues focusing their energy on it, it will come back, because of course that can bring more funding, more money, more support to the filmmakers that that dare to show what they have. And I mean, that's also good for the festivals, because they'll have more films to show.
Yeah, that's true. And as a final question, we talk about the positive sides of things like that, but there's always challenges along the way. If you have experienced over the years perhaps challenges that have somehow hindered the work of film industry platforms and so on, and this perhaps could be a very generic question, what would you say could be a challenge that a nascent, you know, film industry platform can face, even based on the experiences that perhaps you have encountered over the years?
It's interesting, because I'm an optimist, not so much a pessimist. So I never look at the wrong side of challenges. I see most of those things as opportunities, even though that sounds as a cliche. So I actually never really think what it is that makes it hard, because even if you think there's a lot of competition between the different festivals and different co-production markets and different works in progress for the types of titles, I actually, again, think that's a great thing, for that brings more opportunity to filmmakers, and more good films have a chance. And I think we're lucky to keep getting and receiving good films. The more money we can have to award these films, the more awards that are there to motivate filmmakers to submit their projects, the better. That of course gives us a better chance. So I think it's about creating this this good balance of, you know, having good selection of projects for the industry people that are interested to still come. Because in today's world, every festival plays its role, but we all know that up there in all those clouds is the streaming and internet challenge that's putting us in some way on a new path. And I think for festivals, that's something that we need to start rethinking and realizing, where is that important piece that we play despite the changing environment and of film
and landscape as well, right? Digital media, for example, do you find they facilitate things or not?
No, it's interesting. I think we're only now seeing attempts of markets to go and move into a digital place, to have pitchings online and to have presentation of projects. I'm sure for some people maybe that could work. I'm yet to see how. I am a strong believer that it's not until you meet with someone, you look into their eyes, you feel their energy, that you start realizing if you want to in some way work with them and get into such a challenging and you know, long-term project as making a film together.
Yeah. Well, maybe the solution, the long-term solution to that would be coming up with some sort of a Tinder equivalent for the film industry. But until then, I'm pretty sure that there is definitely a role to platforms such as the ones in Carlivari, Cairo, and the other great ones at other festivals. But it was certainly a great pleasure talking with you, meeting you here in Cairo, and thanks very much for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Matt. Bye.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.